Okay, so let's pick up with the Mishnah Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Bar Shal Shnei Shotvin, if you have a pit that belongs to two partners, Avar Alav Arishon, if the first partner passes by, V'lo Kizon, he doesn't cover it up, Vasheni, and then the second one passes by, V'lo Kizon, he doesn't cover it up, Hasheni Chayiv, the second partner is going to be liable for bad things that happen as a result of this pit. Now, there is an alternative version that it's really Harishon Chayiv, the way that the Rif and the Rambam have it, but the way that we have it, it's Hasheni Chayiv, that's the way the Rashi has it. It's the second partner who's going to be responsible. So again, what happens here? Reuven and Shimon own a pit together. Reuven passes by the pit. He leaves it exposed. Shimon then passes by the pit. He leaves it exposed. Shimon's going to be responsible for things that for the bad things that happen as a result of this pit being exposed. So now, says Gemara, Ami, so they said in the Beis Medrash, Bar Shal Shnei Shotvin Heichim Ishkach Hasla, the pit of two partners, how do you find such a case? In other words, they were analyzing this Mishnah, Daf Nun Aleph, and they said, how do you have the case of a pit that belongs to two partners? Now remember, we said before that there is a big machlokas tanaim about what's the paradigmatic case of bar in the Torah. What's the case of bar that the Torah holds you accountable for? So we said, according to one opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, we said that the case of bar in the Torah is where you dig a hole on your front lawn and you are mafkir your whole front lawn except for the hole. You want to keep the hole for a swimming pool, but you're perfectly fine giving up the rest of your property, so you deem that hefker. So now any person is free to wander onto your property, but the pit, that hole, is yours. So now they wander onto your property, or their animal wanders onto your property, and they fall in, if the animal dies, you're going to be responsible. So that's the paradigmatic case of bar, according to Rabbi Akiva. Now we said that there was another school of thought, though, that the case of bar in the Torah is where you dig a hole in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, you dig a hole in the middle of Times Square. Now, you don't own Times Square, you don't own the pit. The Torah holds you accountable as though it's yours, but you're responsible for that bar. That's the case of bar in the Torah. That where you don't own the property, you don't own the pit, you're going to be responsible for bad things that happen as a result of that pit. So the Gemara says as follows. It's all good if we hold like Rabbi Akiva's understanding of bar, the Amar bar b'shuso chayv, that Rabbi Akiva understands, he says that bar b'shuso, when you have a hole, when you have a pit in your reshus, in your property, that's the case where you're going to be chayv. In other words, our case where you dig a hole in your front lawn and your mafka, the rest of your property, that's a case of bar in the Torah, and that's how I can have a case. So I could have a case of bar shal shnei shotvin where you have a chatzar, you have a courtyard that belongs to both them. You have a courtyard that belongs to Reuven and Shimon. Ubar shal shnei, and they own a pit together. It's on their property. V'hifkiru rishusan, and they are mafkir their property. They declare their whole front lawn, their whole chatzar to be hefker. V'lo hifkiru barn, but they are not mafkir the pit. They want to keep the hole for themselves. They want to keep it as a swimming pool. So that's why I could have a case of bar shel shnei shutim. Makes a lot of sense given Rabbi Akiva's understanding of bar. Elei svirlan. But if we hold bar b'shuso pater, that when you have a bar b'shuso, when you have a pit and your property, you're pater for damages or deaths that result. So then, how do you have a case? How do we find the case of bar that you're liable for? B'shuso rabim, where you would dig a hole in the middle of the b'shuso rabim. But wait a second, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, in a public area, how do you have a pit that belongs to two partners? How do you have such a case? So, if it's where they both appointed a shliach, so Reuven and Shimon want to dig a hole in the middle of the street, so they ask Levi, can you please do us a favor and dig a hole in the middle of the street? And they say to him, Zil Karilan, go and dig for us a pit. And he went, Levi went ahead and he dug the pit for them in the middle of the street. The problem is, you're telling me that that's a case of bar shel shnei shutfin. But who's going to be liable in that case? Who committed the crime of making the pit? Levi did. Levi's the person who did the avera. He's the one who made a hazard in the middle of the street. So Levi's going to be the one who's going to be responsible. Ein shliach ledvar avera. There's no such thing as a shliach for dvar avera, right? You can't have Reuven and Shimon dispatching Levi to go do some avera on their behalf, and they're going to be the ones responsible. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do one thing. He tells you, don't dig pits in the middle of the street. And the Reuven and Shimon are telling you to do something else. They're telling you to dig pits in the middle of the Rosh Rabbim. So you're not supposed to listen to them. You're supposed to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, who's going to be responsible? Not Reuven and Shimon. They were wrong for telling you to do something that's an Aveira. But at the end of the day, you're going to be the one who's responsible. So Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira. So Levi's going to be the one to be responsible. So how can that can't be a case of Bar Shal Shnei Shotvin? So the ida kara haichamisha. Maybe it's if it's that this guy dug five tefachim of the pit, the haichamisha, and this partner dug five tefachim of the pit. In other words, Reuven digs the first five tefachim of the hole in the middle of the street, and Shimon digs the next five tefachim of the hole in the middle of the street. So now you have a pit that's 10 tefachim deep. The problem is nistalkel hu ma'aserishon. If that's the case, the first person's act is removed. It's terminated. Why? Because Reuven's hole of five tefachim is presumably, that's not a pit in halacha. That's not a bar that you're chayav for the consequences. If you dig a pit, that's ten tefachim. So the person who made a pit, who resulted in this pit being ten tefachim, is going to be Shimon. So Reuven's out of the picture. Now, wait a second, though. The Gemara says, though, hanichal le-Rebbe, it's good if you hold like Rebbe, ul-le-nizakin, and when we're dealing with cases of damages, mishkach, so then I can have such a case where Reuven digs the first five tefachim, Shimon digs the next five tefachim, then there's something shaykh to have a case of bar shal shnei shutzvin. El le-Rebbe, ul-le-misa, but if you hold like Rebbe, and we're dealing with a case of misa, where there's a death, ul-le-rabban, or if you hold like the chachamim, bein le-misa, bein le-nizakin, whether we're dealing with a case of misa or for a case of nizakin, heichem mishkach, how do you have a case of bar shal shnei shutzvin? Okay, so what are those opinions of Rebbe and the Chachamim? We're going to get to that in a second. But the bottom line is right now in the Gemara that we're trying to figure out how do you have a case of bar shal shnei shutzvin. So if you learn like Rabbi Akiva, his perspective of bar, so I'll tell you, it's a case of bar b'shusa, where you have the shutzvin, they own property, they dig a hole, they have a hole that they own in their property, they're mafker their property, but they retain ownership over the hole, so that's going to be a case of a bar that belongs to two shutzvin. But if you learn like the other opinion, that a bar, the case of bar that you're liable for in the Torah is where you have a hole in the middle of the street, that's the case of bar. So then, wait a second, how do you have a case of bar shal shnei shutzvin? If you want to tell me it's that Reuven and Shimon told Levi, go dig us a pit in the middle of the street, and Levi does it, Reuven and Shimon are not going to be liable. Levi's going to be liable because he's the one who did the Avera. So that can't be the case of bar shal shnei shutzvin. So what is the case of bar shal shnei shutzvin? Maybe it's where Reuven digs five tefachim, and then Shimon digs the next five tefachim of the depth of the pit. And that's, and now you have a 10th deep pit, and maybe that's the case of bar shal shnei shutzvin. The problem is, Reuven should presumably be out of the picture. Now, although this does depend on the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chum, but it only makes sense for Rebbe when it comes to the world of Nizakin. It doesn't make sense for Rebbe in the world of Misa, and it doesn't make sense according to the Chum in the world of Misa or for Nizakin. So how do you have a case of bar shal shnei shutzvin? So the Gemara says, Am Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Kigon she'akru shneyan chulya bevas achas. It's, for example, where the two of them uprooted a chulya, a clump of earth, bevas achas, at one shot, simultaneously. V'yishlumu lasar, and they completed the pit to make it into a 10th tevach pit. In other words, the case is they start off with a 9th tevach pit, maybe Reuven digs the first 9th tevach, but then the two of them get together and they dig up the last clump of earth, tevach's worth of earth, to make the pit into 10th tevach. That's how you have a pit that is a bar shal shnei shutzvin, if you hold that bar, the case of bar in the Torah is a bar b'shus harabim. Now, the Gemara says, okay, good. So now we've understood how you have a case of bar shal shnei shutzvin according to Rabbi Akiva's understanding of bar, and now we have an understanding of bar shal shnei shutzvin if you learn that the case of bar of in the Torah is bar b'shus harabim. But the Gemara says, now let's go back though. You brought up that you alluded to Rebbe and the Chacham. So my Rebbe, my Rabbanan, what's the opinion of Rebbe? What's the opinion of the Chacham that you were talking about before? That we said, if you hold like Rebbe and it's in the world of Nizakin, then it makes a lot of sense. But if you learn like Rebbe and it's in the world of Misa, or if you hold like the Chacham and it's in the world of Misa or the world of Nizakin, it doesn't make any sense. So what was the opinion of Rebbe? What was the opinion of the Chachamim? So Gemara says the Tanna, as we learn in the Braisa, Echad Achover Bar Tisha, if you have one person who digs a pit of nine tefachim, Uba Achin, and then another person comes, V'yishlima lasar, and he completes it to make it a 10th tefach pit, who's going to be responsible in this case? Says the Tanna Kamma, say the Chachamim, ha'achron chayiv. The latter one, the last person to contribute, he's going to be the person who's responsible. And it sounds like this is unequivocal. In all cases, the last person is going to be chayiv. Rebbe Omer, but Rebbe says, achron l'misa, we go after the last person when it comes to the world of Misa, v'achar shneim l'nizakin, we go after both of them when it comes to Nizikin. In other words, according to Rebbe, when you have Reuven that digs the first nine, and then Shimon that digs the last tefach, making the 10th tefach pit, if we're dealing with a Misa case where someone or something falls in and dies, then that's what we're talking about, that's where we say that you go, the person who's going to be responsible is Shimon. But when we're dealing with Nizikin, when something falls in and gets damaged, so then we're dealing with the person who's going to be responsible is both of them. But the Chum disagree with that. The Chum think that under all circumstances, whether we're dealing with Misa, whether we're dealing with Nezikin, it's always going to be the last person who's going to be responsible. Now, so let's just plug this back in for a second into the Gemara before, where we said that we're trying to figure out a case of where you have a bar shel shnei shutzin. So we suggested maybe it's where one dug 5 tefachim, and then Reuven digs the first 5 tefachim of the pit, and then Shimon digs the next 5 tefachim of the pit. So the Gemara said, if you learn like Rebbe, and we're dealing with a Nezikin, then you can have a case of Bar Shel Shnei Shutzin. Now this makes a lot of sense, because according to Rebbe, yeah, where you have Nezikin, both of them are going to be responsible. That's Rebbe's opinion. But we said, though, if you hold like Rebbe and we're dealing with Misa, well, Rebbe in the world of Misa says you go after the last person. In other words, it's considered to be the last person's responsibility for this pit. It's not considered Bar Shel Shnei Shutzin. So then, yeah, you don't have a Bar Shel Shnei Shutzin. And if you hold like the Chachamim, well, we know the Chachamim hold that you never have a Bar Shel Shnei Shutzin, right? If you have two people who dig a pit, meaning to say, I shouldn't say you never have a case of Bar Shel Shnei Shutzin, meaning, according to the Chum, we say that if you have the first person digging the first 9, and Shimon digging the last tefach, we say that you always go after Shimon's efforts. Shimon's going to be the person who's responsible for the pit. So that's why the Gemara said, when it comes to Misa or for Nezikin, according to the Chum, Shimon's always going to be responsible. It's never going to be Reuven. So how do you ever have a case of Bar Shel Shnei Shutzin? So that's why we had to come up with this creative case of where you start off with a pit that's 9 tefachim deep, and then the two of them come together and they lift up the last clump of earth. Now, the Gemara says, "My time at Rabbanan, what's the reasoning for the Chum's opinion?" So the Gemara says, "The Amakra, as the Pasuk says, Ki yiftach v'chi yichra." The Pasuk, we know this is the Pasuk about Bar, where the Pasuk sets the stage for the damage of Bar. The Pasuk says, V'chi yiftach ish bar, o ki yichra ish bar. When a person will open a pit, or when a person will dig a pit. Now, what does it mean to open a pit? So that means, as we discussed in Daf Nun, that means that he exposes the pit. The pit exists already. He doesn't dig it. He doesn't create the hazard from scratch, but he uncovers it. And then the Torah says, or if he digs the pit. So the Gemara says, Im al psicha chayv, al kriya l'kol shekein. If he's chayiv for a case where he merely opens the pit, where he exposes the hazard, even though he didn't create the hazard, he's going to be chayiv. So then, al kriya for digging the pit, lokoshkin, certainly he should be liable. So why does the Torah give you two separate cases? Why does the Torah say, ki yiftach ishbar, or ki yichr ishbar? So, Ella, so rather, what must the Pasuk come to tell you? Lahavi to bring in, to include, kora acher kora, a case where a person digs after another person who started the digging. Shesilek ma'aser rishon, that he removes the first person's act, the first person's activity. In other words, excuse me, the Chachamim, we talked about this Pasuk and Daf Nun. We over there, we discussed that according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, they had different understandings. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we said that the Pasuk is just trying to tell you the whole idea of al iske psich, al iske kriya, that the whole idea is that you're responsible for creating a hazard. It's not so much that it actually belongs to you. We said according to Rabbi Kiva, the chiddush of the Pasuk is that you might have thought that maybe covering over the pit is all you have to do for when you opened up a pit, but not if you dug a pit. And we talked about different chiddushim. But apparently the Chum have a different interpretation of the Pasuk. The Chum have a different interpretation. They say that it's a case of Korah Acher Korah. That's the Torah's chiddush. That it starts off Kiyiftach, when he will open, and then he will dig. In other words, there's another person who follows up by digging after the first person created the hazard already, or some of the hazard. So we say that it's going to be a case that the only one of them is going to be responsible. Apparently, only the last person is responsible. Not clear how the Chum pulled it out. For Rebbe Yom Lecha, so what would Rebbe tell you? Rebbe disagrees with this, obviously. And Rebbe would tell you, Hanu mitzvah trichi k'darmina. What are you talking about? Well, these words, we already need it for what we said before, for what we said on Daf Nun. That's what we use this pasuk for. We don't use this pasuk for this chiddush. So wait a second. For Rabbanan, nami mitzvah chichu. Well, the Chum also, don't they need it to teach you this chiddush that we had in Daf Nun? So why are the Chum using this pasuk to teach you this totally different interpretation now? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella hanu taimid Rabbanan. Rather, what is the reasoning for the Chum's opinion? The reasoning for the Chum's opinion, where do they get their shita from? That it's always the last person who contributes. He's going to be the person responsible. He says it's from the following. Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, ki yichra ishbar, when a man will dig a pit. Echad veloshnaim. The pasuk says when a man will dig a pit, when one person, veloshnaim, not two. In other words, there's only going to be one person to be responsible, not two people to be responsible. So the Gemara says, wait a second, for Rebbe, what about Rebbe? Rebbe clearly disagrees with that. Rebbe, ahumi ba'ilei, he needs that? for he uses that for the following. Ahumi Baile, he needs that for the following. Kihra Ishbar, to teach you that when a man will dig a pit, below Shorbar, it's a man who digs a pit, that's when you're responsible for the damages or the death that happens as a result of the pit. Below Shorbar, but not when an ox digs a pit. If your ox digs a pit, you're not responsible for what happens as a result. So the Gemara says, wait a second, well, how did the Chum know that? Verabanan, according to the Chumim, Trey Ish Bar Ksivi. It says Ish Bar twice in the Pasuk. Where does it say twice? It says V'chivtach Ish Bar, O Kiyichre Ish Bar. So because it says it twice, we can learn out both of those things. Wait a second, so then according to Rebbe, doesn't the Pasuk say it twice? Why doesn't Rebbe learn out both Limudim? The Rebbe, I did the Kutz of High. Once the Pasuk wrote this one, the Pasuk wrote this one. In other words, with the pasuk just keeping it parallel, it says kivtach ishbar. Once we said ishbar, so then we're going to discuss the case of kiyichra. But also, we keep it parallel by saying o kiyichra ishbar. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Now what you're telling me then is that according to the Chachamim, what's the basis for their opinion to say that the last person, the person who contributes the last tefach, the final tefach of the pit, he's the person who's going to be responsible both for Misa and for Nizakin? That's because the pasuk says, Kihre Ishbar, when a man digs a pit, it's only one person who's responsible. How do you know which of the two is responsible? What did you see in the pasuk to tell you that it's to obligate the last person, that's the person who's responsible? Maybe the pasuk is holding the first person responsible. How do you know which of the two people the Torah is holding responsible? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, lo sakadayetach, don't think that it's the first person who's responsible for this pit. Darmakrab, because the pasuk says, vahmesi yilo. If you go on to read the next pasuk about Bar, after the Torah sets the stage for the scenario of Bar, ki yiftach ish bar, ki yichri ish bar, and he doesn't cover it and an ox or a chamor falls in, the pasuk then says, the very next pasuk, ba'la bar yishalem, kesef, Yashiv la ba'alav, v'hameis yelo. The mace, the dead body, will be to him. So he keeps the mace for himself. So what do you see from this pasuk? So the Chum understand, ha'hu teka'av and misa. The person who did the death, the person who's ultimately responsible for the misa, he's the person that the pasuk is talking to. In other words, it's v'hameis yelo, the person who does the misa, he's the person who's on the table for payment, he's the person who is responsible. And since it's the final person to contribute, he's the person who makes it into a ten tefach pit, by adding the last tefach, he's the person who makes this a fatal pit. Now the Gemara says, wait a second, I thought we need that pasuk for something else. V'hai v'hameis yelo mibayl l'chirav. I thought this v'hameis yelo in the pasuk, we need that for Rava's chiddush. What was Rava's chiddush? Dama Rava, as Rava said, Shor psulei hamakdashin shenafal abar. What happens if you have an axe that's psulei hamakdashin? Psulei hamakdashin is you have something that was invalid for kachim. It became disqualified. How did it become disqualified? It got a mum. It got some sort of a blemish on it. So the halacha is for kachim. If you have a carbon, you have an animal of an ox that was designated for kachim to be brought as a carbon, and then it suddenly gets a mum. So you redeem that animal, now. What happens with that animal? So the halach is that we learn out from the pasuk. This is Gemara Bechara. So the Gemara Bechara teaches us that you learn out from the pasuk. Once you redeem it, there are certain things that you do with it. So you can eat the meat. You can't milk, but you can't use the milk, the animal for milking. You can use the animal for eating. But specifically, it has to be that you eat it. It can't be that you feed it to your dogs. Now, that's the halach about psulei hamakdashin. There's specific things you use it for. You can't use it for sharing. To share the wool. You can't use it for milking. You have to eat it. You can't feed it to your dogs. So now, therefore, what? What does it have to do with anything? So the case is, let's say you have this ox. It was just as qualified as kachim, and this ox falls into a pit. What's the halacha? Is the owner of the pit going to be responsible? So says Rava, Dama Rava, short psulei hamakdashin shenafal labar, pater. The owner of the pit, the person responsible for the pit, is exempt from liability. Why? Shenemar, as the pasuk, when the pasuk tells about the pit, it says v'ameis yielo. The person who created the pit, the mace goes to him. It goes to him. It's his now. So what do you see though? B'misha mace shalo. It goes, the halachas of bar apply only when the mace goes to you. Now what does it mean that the mace is yours? What does it mean that something is ever yours? It means that if you're allowed to use it the way that you want to. You can feed it to your dogs if you want to. And since psulei hamakdashin is not something that you can use the way that you want to, you can't feed it to your dogs if you want to, there's specific things that you do with it. It's not considered to be v'hameis yelo. And therefore, that's what you use a v'hameis yelo for. You don't use it to teach you this is so that we just said a second ago, to teach you that it's the person who creates the misa. So the Gemara says, Army, well, I'll tell you what they said in the base manager. What they said is, V'lav me'mela shemat mina, de'bahu de'avid misa askina. Don't you see automatically from the pasuk? The pasuk inherently, in the words of v'hames yelo, that's what you see. The mace goes to him, and you also see this idea that it's the person who results in the death. That's the person who gets the animal, and therefore the person who creates the pit and makes it into a fatal pit, he's the person who is responsible. Okay, so what do we see in this Gemara? What we said is, we discussed the Mishnah's case of Bar Shal Shnei Shutfin. We had, we tried to figure out, how do you have a case of Bar Shal Shnei Shutfin? What we basically said is that it boils down to the machlokas that we had before about what's the paradigm case of Bar in the Torah. If you all like Rabbi Akiva, that is the case of Bar Bashuso, is the case of Bar in the Torah, then I can understand that you have a Bar Shal Shnei Shutfin, where the two of them have a pit on their property, they're mafka their property, they're not mafka the pit. That's the case of Bar Shal Shnei Shutfin. But if you like the other opinion, that Bar Shal Shnei, that the paradigm case of Bar in the Torah is a Bar Bashuso Rabim, what's going to be the case? So the Gemara says it's where you start off with a nine tefach pit. Maybe one of them digs the first nine tefachim, and Rav Yochanan says it's he's the one who gives this answer, and he's the one who says it's where they uproot the final tefach of the pit together. In the middle of our chesh, we're trying to figure out what's going to be the case of Bar Shal Shnei Shutfin. We alluded to Rebbe and the Chachamim, and once we bring them up, so the Gemara says who's Rebbe and who's the Chachamim. We explain there's a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim about two people who dig a pit. The first person digs the first nine tefachim of the pit. So Reuben digs the first nine, Shimon digs the last tefach of the pit. Who's responsible? According to the Chachamim, in all circumstances, the last person is responsible for Misa, for Nizik, and that result. Rebbe disagrees. He says, no. When it comes to Misa, the last person is responsible. When it comes to Nezikin, both of them are responsible. The Gemara tries to figure out what's the basis for the Chachamim's opinion. Ultimately, the Gemara says it's from the pasuk of Ki Yichre Ish Bar. From that, you see that there's when one person digs the pit, it's only one person who's going to be responsible, not two people. Okay, let's hold here.